From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush was back in the Oval Office today saying he'd had his batteries recharged during a vacation at his Texas ranch. Mr. Bush met separately with each party's Senate leaders. They spoke about the push to pass the annual spending bills for the new fiscal year. On Capitol Hill, returning senators were already concentrating on the shrinking budget surplus, driven down by a sluggish economy and tax cuts. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The subject that dominated the last 2 weeks of President Bush's summer vacation is the subject that now confronts him back in Washington, the federal budget and its once-touted surplus. Depending on whose numbers you look at, the federal government is now running either the slimmest of surpluses or none at all once you set aside excess money collected for Social Security. Democrats say the budget would be in much better shape had the president not pushed through such a large tax cut at a time when the economy was clearly slowing. But today in the Oval Office, prior to a meeting with Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, the president said the tax cut will boost the economy. When asked when the economy will start to improve, he answered,
"I guess if I knew the answer, I'd be an economist, not the president. But I will tell you that we made the right decision. And of course, there'll be second guessers here in Washington. And I suspect those who are second guessing really are saying we'd like to get rid of that tax relief. We'd like to roll back the tax relief." And I'm going to resist that mightily. I'll call upon...
The difficulties the president will face in his dealings with Congress this fall were on display today. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle met with the president. It was a cordial meeting, but Daschle has concerns that because of tax cuts, the money won't be there to fund everything in the president's budget, including increases for education and defense. The danger, Daschle says, is a return to big deficits like we saw in the 1980s.
A return to a fiscal irresponsibility that will take us a long time to get out of. The problem is we have a different set of circumstances now. The baby boomers are retiring within the next 10 years. And as they retire, we have complicated our set of fiscal circumstances dramatically.
Senator Lott, meanwhile, came to the Oval Office today calling for even more tax cuts.
Well, I have been suggesting all year that I thought that capital gains tax rate cut was the right thing to do, that it would be helpful to the economy. And I believe that if we would reduce it to 15% for 2 years, it would actually bring in more revenue.
Mr. Bush, meanwhile, insists that even with far less money available than had been projected, there is still enough to go around.
There's a new attitude in Washington, D.C. It used to be, let's see how much we can spend. Now it's going to be, let's show the American taxpayer we can be smart with taxpayers' money. And Congress is going to just have to adjust their appetites and realize they can't spend their way out of town.
During last year's campaign and again in February, Mr. Bush said there would be no need to touch the Social Security surplus to fund other programs. Now, with the non-Social Security surplus essentially gone, there will be increasing pressure to break that pledge. Today, when asked if he would say definitively that he will veto any appropriations bill that taps into the Social Security surplus, the president skirted the question, saying every Social Security recipient will continue to get checks. But it's a question he'll face again and again with Congress back in town and back to work. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.